Well, greetings and Happy New Year, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or a topic you'd like to discuss with us, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, Happy New Year, guys, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and Happy New Year to you as well. It's always exciting to start a new year. It's, today is a day filled with hopes, expectations. You know, this is going to be a great year. It's a day that I'm always reminded of the new covenant that we live in as believers in Christ, and all that's new about us because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. I wrote about that and posted something on our Facebook page yesterday, and just got tons of likes and comments, and that was exciting to see.
Yeah.
And it is something to really remember, the fact that we do live in a new covenant, the fact that we do have new hearts, the fact that we have a new identity, the fact that we have a new self, the fact that we have all these things new, Paul just kind of lumps them all together and says, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
The old has gone, the new has come. And so every time the calendar changes from one year to the next, I'm just reminded of the new covenant. And as we start this new year, I think the word that we've tossed around, or something that's kind of come to me in light of some of our discussions as to what we want to see happen this year, is the word established.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing so many people really get established in the faith, really growing deep roots into the person of Christ, their identity, and those sort of things. And as a result, they're starting to see some really wonderful growth in their relationship with the Lord. They're truly growing in the grace of God. So we want to really hammer that theme this year of helping people get established in the faith. And here's the key verse. It's Colossians 2, verse 6. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. And verse 7 goes on to say, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So how did you receive Christ Jesus the Lord? And I love, Richard, the fact that Paul didn't say just Christ Jesus. He said Christ Jesus the Lord. So when we make that confession of faith, we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. In other words, we're surrendering ourselves, submitting ourselves totally to him.
Yeah.
And saying, Lord, I'm yours. I want you to come in to live your life through me. That's what that confession of faith is all about. So as we received him, we're to walk in him. So how did we receive him? It's a by grace through faith reality, isn't it?
Yeah, from first to last. I mean, he initiated to us. He himself came. The Father sent him. He was completely successful, completely victorious over sin and death, and he offers us life. What could be easier than accepting that grace by faith and allow it to work in and through us day by day by day by day? And just like this says, to become established.
Yes.
Talk about a foundation.
Yes, absolutely. And what that means is that when the storms of life come, that once they've ripped through, when it's all said and done, you're still standing.
Yes.
You're still standing in Christ Jesus. You're rooted in him. You're not going to be pushed, tossed to and fro by every wave of doctrine. You know who Jesus is. You know the authority of the word. You know what he has accomplished for you in his death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah.
That faith is solid. It is built into you. You are firm right there. And that's wonderful. And that's all by grace through this faith that you have in him. So that's what we're going to be talking about this year. We're really going to strip things down. You know, we live in a complicated, sophisticated world. We like to nuance, layer, just build things one on top of another. And the more we do that, the more confused we get.
Yeah.
And so we want to really strip things down and just take a look at who is Jesus. What about this forgiveness that he's provided? What about this life that we have? And really just see what the Word of God has to say so that this verse can be your verse. You can be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, growing in grace and your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, and we start the new year with the good news that we've had forever, and that is he is in you if you have come to faith in him, and what a place to be.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Basic Gospel right here on your radio dial. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, my name is Bob Davis, and we had a really nice comment from Victoria, who wrote to us from Lincoln, California. She said, thank you so much for your work in rightly dividing the living Word of God, discerning it. You all have blessed me with the truth. I thank God for the Holy Spirit opening the Word of truth to me. As time goes forward in this world, the truth will be harder for the world to find and to receive. So I covet and cleave to programs like yours. Again, that's from Victoria in Lincoln, California. And we want to say thanks to her for writing and for all the encouragement that you are to us. And my goodness, during this last month, we have really seen our listeners step up to the plate and not only meet the budgeted needs, but to exceed it. And we are just very grateful for and encouraged by everything that you have done to keep Basic Gospel moving forward and on the air into the new year.
Yes, indeed. So we started December 1st. We had a target of $157,000
right.
for the month of December. And so as of today, we have exceeded that. We're standing at about $166,000 for the month. And we still have more mail to count. That doesn't include what's going to come in from December 31st. So by this Friday, we should have the full tally as to what the month of December looked like and what the first half of our fiscal year looked like. But right now, oh my goodness, is it a praise be to God moment for us. And we just want to say thank you to all of our generous listeners, all of those who are a part of Basic Gospel Nation, who want to deliver this good news to as many people as possible. And that's what we're all about. There's a great story, the story of Jesus, the greatest story ever told. It's the only story that can transform us from inside out, can truly make a difference in our lives individually, in our lives, in our families, in our churches, in our communities. It's this gospel of Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and we are so grateful for all the people who are standing with us to help tell that story as often as we can to as many people as we can. And so we're praising the Lord today for the generosity, that gift of that grace of giving that has been exhibited here in this last month.
It is Basic Gospel, friends, and we want to hear from you. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. Give us a call. If you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss with you, well, give us a call, 844-322-2742. Guys, a question from Steve in Franklin, Indiana. Romans 14:10 and 2 Corinthians 5:10 talk about us standing before the judgment seat of Christ someday and giving an account for the things we did in the body, whether good or bad. He says, I find these two passages confusing when compared to other passages. For example, Hebrews 10:17 says that God remembers our sins and lawless acts no more. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says that God is not counting men's sins against them. And Romans 8:1 tells us there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If God is not counting our sins against us and we're not condemned, then why would we end up standing before Christ to give an account of the things that we did, both good and bad? Good question from Steve in Franklin, Indiana.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting when we read that, give an account, we immediately think about sins, don't we?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's just how we're programmed as human beings. We're constantly thinking, oh my goodness, we're going to be judged for those awful things that we have done. Well, in the context, especially of 2 Corinthians and really the first two letters to the Corinthians, there's a lot of talk about how we build upon the foundation of Christ Jesus. What kind of building materials do we use? Are we using gold, silver, and precious gems, or are we using wood, hay, and stubble? Now, if we're using wood, hay, and stubble, then we're using materials that aren't adding value to the work of God. They're meaningless. They're fleshly in nature. And then there's the gold, the silver, and the precious gems. Those things are of value. And so when we stand before God and give an account of the things that we've done, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
How we've built upon the foundation of Christ Jesus. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that are trying to build their own empires, their own legacies, their own, you know, monuments to themselves. And that's fine. That's well and good. But that's all material that's wood, hay, and stubble. It's not going to endure. It's only those things that have done that have been done for Christ that will truly last, and done through by the work of the Spirit. So who's the source of those works? Is it you and your fleshly desires, or is it Christ and the Spirit's desires working through you? Because only that work is going to stand. Why? Because it has the mark of the Lord all over it, his fingerprints. And so that's what those judgments are, that judgment is all about.
Yeah, the fundamental question is, are you spiritually alive or are you spiritually dead?
Yes.
And that's a question that can only be answered in Jesus Christ himself. I will guarantee you that none of us will go to heaven and face God or any idea of judgment that you have, and God is going along and saying, wow, this is good, and this is good. Ah, oh, you see back there in 1967, you know, October 3rd, what are you doing about that? He doesn't do that.
Right.
I mean, he says, your sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. Take that to the bank. It's true. Now, what are we going to be judged on? Just like you described. How much of the work I've done since I became a child of God did I do in my own strength? Some of it I've done in my own strength. It's worthless. It's not sin, because I'm still a child of God. But it accounts for nothing. And all the other things that I have done by grace through faith, which is why we harp on that so often here, by grace through faith, it just brings glory to God. And I'm not going to go up there and say, well, did you see what I did? I'm going to say, thank you for working through me. There's no tension in this. There is only victory in this. There's no fear in this. There is only the love of God. Why should we worry about judgment if we belong to Jesus? And if you don't belong to Jesus, it's the easiest thing in the world to fix.
Yes.
Just accept him. Accept right. his life and let him do what he's going to do.
Absolutely. Here's a great illustration that's always been helpful to me. When we think of those terms, good or bad, we do need to think of them in terms of worth, of value.
Yeah.
So suppose you're a photographer and you've been hired by Time Magazine to take some photos that are going to accompany a story in the magazine. Well, you go out and you shoot hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of photographs.
Yeah.
Well, when it's time to pick some photographs, it's not that those others that aren't going to get in the magazine are bad photographs. They just don't support the story.
Correct.
So they're not valuable as far as the story is concerned. But these others, they're of great value to really help tell the story in both word and picture. And so you're excited that those get included.
Yeah.
And I think that's how we have to look at it. When we see how we've built upon the foundation of Christ Jesus, and we see that those things are of value, we're going to be so excited, we're not going to worry about those things that weren't of value.
Yeah.
And that's how we have to look at it. So I hope that's helpful, Richard. Thanks for those keen insights.
Yes, indeed. Steve, thank you for your question. And friends, if you have a question, can't get to us while we're actually live on the air, you can drop us an email. Drop it to Bob at basicgospel.net. We'll be glad to address it. Or you can call the number 844-322-2742 anytime, day or night, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Francis is watching us on Facebook Live right now. And Francis, hello, and glad you have tuned in. And you have a question about Job. Did he get a new wife? Did his old wife die since every other part of his family died and he got a new family? What about Job's wife?
It doesn't say she died.
Right.
She was restored along with Job after the whole mess was over.
Yes.
And that's the only thing you can say, because that's what the Bible reports.
Yes. So not a lot of detail to that. You know, it didn't say she died, so we have to assume that she was there with him at the very end.
Yeah. And it's not like Job spent the rest of his life having a party with his kids and looking at his wife and saying, "I told you so."
Yeah.
And that's not it at all. That's not what that story's about at all. And so, again, in the story, look for the love and grace of God, as opposed to Satan and his arguments against all of that.
Yeah. And, you know, she said to Job, you know, she wasn't very helpful along the way, curse die and commit, curse God and die type of thing. And it was a hopeless situation that they were in. I mean, it was something that is just beyond imagination as to how you would cope, how you would handle it. And so from a human perspective, That's some logic, isn't it?
Yes.
But it excludes God from the picture.
Yes.
And so when we bring God back in, we see how he restores. And that's really what the book of Job is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Every human in the story of Job got it wrong. Only God could get it right when he shows up and said, "Time out. We're going to do this my way from now on." And so you thank God for getting to us in spite of the hopelessness. And he can do that.
Yeah.
Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and I'm glad that you're with us. Guys, we had a question from Joel. Says the Supreme Court a couple of years ago made a decision on gay marriage, and he says he struggles with how to address it with his kids. Says he's a father of children who are old enough to ask questions and understand things around them. And as a parent, how would you discuss a topic like this with your children?
Well, I think it would be a great opportunity to really open up the Word of God.
Absolutely.
And say, here's what the Word of God has to say. And from the very beginning, we see what marriage is from God's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, God instituted that. It wasn't something that we invented. Marriage is not a human invention. It's what God ordained from the very beginning. And so it was man and woman, male, female. That's how he created mankind. And male and female were to be joined together as one. So one man to one woman, and that forms the marriage. And so that's what marriage is. That's how God defines it. Now, mankind may define it in 100 different ways.
Yeah.
But that doesn't negate how it's been from the very beginning. So I think you sit down, you open up those passages. There's just a few that you need to look at. Genesis. At the very beginning, Jesus talks about marriage. Paul talks about it as well. I think you look at that and you really lay out that this is what marriage is as God has put it together. And really tell your kids that this is something that God has come up with. This isn't a man-made invention. This doesn't come out of our minds. This is something that God brought about in the creation of mankind. And I think if you establish that, then it's easy for your kids or easier for your kids to discern what's happening out there in the world, because you can say, hey, that may be how the Supreme Court is now defining marriage, but that's not how marriage is from God's standpoint.
Yes. Yeah. And it's outside of the realm of finger pointing and judgment and name calling, because all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace. So you talk about the Bible's definition, and then you talk about the grace of God, and now we can have an actual dialogue and decision-making process without all of the negativity.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to our phone lines and talk to our friend Brad. Hi, Brad.
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, my friend.
You know, I didn't have a question. I mean, I could come up with a million questions, and I've been doing this stuff for a long time. But I just want to encourage people, as they listen to this broadcast, I started listening to you guys back in 1987. I'm older than most. Not Bob Davis, but he's certainly better looking than I am. And, you know, it's just amazing. You guys know me, and I'm a chatty type of guy, but I tell you what, for the most part, I'm very, very content and happy in Jesus Christ. And the reason I am is exactly what you all were talking about. And that is knowing the truth and knowing new identity and new creation and what God has in store for those who live in him and abide in him. It's just when you think about your benefits of being in Christ, man, I tell you what, I defy anybody to stay down, depressed, angry, or whatever they're going through. I mean, I'm not a perfect individual, and I certainly have a lot of different difficulties, but you know what? They pale in comparison to what I have in Jesus Christ. And thanks to basic gospel, if everybody out there who's listening for the millionth time or 100th time or the first time, man, just hang in here with us, because I guarantee you, you're going to grow in grace and you're going to grow in the knowing God, and attitudes can be changed and heart things can be changed. This ministry is wonderful, and they're going to spread across this nation thanks to you and everybody that's been giving. And I just love these guys. You can trust them. And, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, Brad, we appreciate those kind words and just love having you a part of Basic Gospel Nation and all the wonderful things that you do, and encouraging people to take a look at Jesus and to keep their eyes on Jesus, fully focused on him. So appreciate you, my friend.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with basic gospel.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks, man. Thank you, Brad. Well, it gets right back to what we started the program with. You know, as you have received Christ Jesus, continue to walk in him. If you haven't received Christ Jesus, it's a simple thing. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Just open up and let him in. And you're actually receiving Christ. You're not receiving a belief system or a set of doctrines, although those will be a part of it. You're receiving Jesus Christ himself. It's salvation that happens by grace through faith in him. So as you received him, walk in him by grace through faith in him. It's the most exciting adventure you will ever have. It's the most exciting life you will ever know. The world will offer you all sorts of stuff, and the world dolls it up, puts a shine on it, polishes it up real nicely so that, it looks good, but it's empty. It's hollow. It's deceptive. There's nothing there. Everything you're looking for is found in the person of Christ Jesus. If you've never received him, let today be your day that you receive the life of Christ in you.
Yeah. Richard, leave me about 15 seconds, but tell our listeners what it means to you as we go forward and for them to step up the way they did at the end of the year and throughout the year, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my goodness. How do you say thank you enough? Yeah. I mean, words fail. What this demonstrates is that God is on the move.
Yeah.
And we have nothing to fear. If we keep walking by grace through faith and supporting this kind of proclamation to other people, people's lives will be changed. We're not changing them. We just have the privilege of giving the word of God to other people and watch what the Spirit does in their lives. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Let's keep this thing going.
Absolutely. Thanks, Richard, for those thoughts. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all the ministry team, everybody, my name is Bob Davis, wishing you a happy new year and looking forward to another edition live tomorrow of Basic Gospel. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.